Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, good evening and welcome everyone to Full Time. Reds, Everton 1, Liverpool 4. I have to start off this show by saying I was wrong. I done a preview show last night and I didn't think Liverpool would be rampant against Everton at Goodison Park tonight. And I admit it, I was completely wrong. Because as the song goes, they hardly touched the ball. It was, lassies, anyone that's watching, it was absolutely unbelievable. Daddy Pig straight in with a comment here, and he says we have just witnessed GBH. I've put the comments up on the screen for this show, if that's okay with everyone, so you can all see what's going on without looking down. You can just watch what you're doing and it's all there for you, so I hope that works for you. But look, what a win. What a win. I was hoping to get Keith or Shawnee or somebody on with me here tonight to discuss it, but they're probably drinking cans somewhere, and that's absolutely fair enough. But look, the lineup, it was as I expected. Matip in, Konate out, and like, how good are we in that first 10, 15 minutes? Like, it's no exaggeration to say Everton got off lightly there tonight. Got off absolutely lightly tonight with 4-1. Like, I mean that. They got away with absolute mortar there tonight. And you know what? I said the other night they should give Rafa time, and I still believe that, but there was 20 minutes gone and they were walking out of the ground. They were walking out of the ground on 20 minutes after Salah scores that. It's absolutely unbelievable. But it's one of those. Dan Bailey saying I should have asked him. Chris Brack is saying he's free. I'll try send Chris Brack the code now in a second. Chris, try use the code you had the last time and see if you can come in, and I'll try sort us out there. Merry Christmas, Everton, says Megan McCallion. and you know what? It was like the Liverpool fans had a great time. Joseph Ankale says, love your jacket, Gav, matching your beard. It's not a jacket, mate. It's a heavy jumper. It's a heavy golf jumper because I'm struggling with a, I think I'm a little bit sick. Patsy wants us to get, Kev O'Sullivan on, top man. I don't know where Kev is. I can't fit everyone in this screen. The way it's designed, I can get two in max. So you'll have to bear with me if I have to get Chris in as well. But look, what a start from Liverpool. We should be 1-0 up. It's a good chance for Matip on 2 minutes from a corner. And you're thinking, oh, good early chance. Then Salah has one and you're thinking, that's a great chance. That is a great chance. And you know something? Part of you, part of you thinking, oh, could we come and regret this? But it wasn't a goal like that. It really wasn't, because Liverpool were just so much better than Everton in all department. On the ball, Gav picking Henderson to score, playing higher up. Did I pick Henderson last night? I just think the mix in this midfield is beautiful. I really do. It's one of, you know, Fabinho's just everywhere, stops everything. You got Thiago that can control everything and finds an outlet all the time. And then Henderson, just getting that freedom. The mix is beautiful in the midfield. The mix is beautiful. Keane Ryan, I think we're going to get a lot of this tonight. He says, up the fucking Reds. What a win, Gav. Hendo was exceptional. All language is acceptable here tonight, by the way. And let us know what you think of the layout. If you don't like the comments on screen, I'll remove it for the next time. Let me know. Give me some feedback. It's one of those. Jer Cahill says, old school. Gavin is Toblerone. Yeah, look, you have to let the lads have a night off. And to be honest with you, we weren't going to do something post-match, but we've been asked by plenty of people, can you keep it going? Can you come on and do something? So I said, yeah, come on. All right, let's go and do that. Thiago's here. AKA Stiff on Mac, who I still can't find on the ban list, by the way, before he has a go at me tonight. He says, emptying grounds all over the Prem. 20 minutes. You know, it was unbelievable. Like, to see that after 20 minutes, I was like, is this for real? And there was one guy doing a gesture before he leaves. I think it might have been the park end of the ground. And I'm like, what a fucking arsehole, to be perfectly honest with you. Most people would have seen it. And ridiculous. Patsy OB says, Fabinho was a joke. He was so good. They were all very good, in fairness. They had one lapse in concentration, and they got punished for it. But other than that, phenomenal. You know, and just the way we react to that, we settle ourselves down after that goal, and we go and dominate the second half for me. Absolutely dominate it. And we go through all the goals, but I want your highlights. I want your man of the match. I want all your input. I want everything, because I'm going to read out so many questions here. Chris Brack is trying to join me, so what I'm going to do is, if he gives me a second, I will get him in. It's just difficult to do when you're live and you're trying to rearrange a screen as we go. But Chris, if you're watching, just give me a couple of minutes. Stephen Dunn of this parish says RIP Coleman, felt bad for him. Yeah, look, he got exposed plenty tonight. You know, he really, really did. And look, what can you do? It's one of those where, you know, he's trying his best, but I think the pace is starting to show him. I think it is. I think the pace is starting to show him. And it's one of those where, you know, what can he do? Like, it's not all on Seamus Coleman. You know, the sort of way, it simply isn't. It's not all on Seamus Coleman. So it's one of those where you have to you just have to look at it and say to yourself, right, you know, they got at Coleman. They got at him very, very easy for me. But like I said, it's one of those where, you know, it's what can you say? Like, you feel bad for Coleman, but you look at Liverpool and you go, they're absolutely excellent. They're absolutely excellent. You know, and it's one of those where it's one of those where you just have to stand back and say how good Liverpool were. You really do. Let me see now. I'll see if I can bring Chris in. Chris, are you there?
I mean, mate, you're right.
I done that fairly seamlessly, didn't I?
It did. Yeah,
you're like a pro now. It's like I'm nearly doing this loads every day of the week. But do you know something? I want to touch on something before we get into goals and stuff like that. And it's just a point that comes up here. And you know, Curtis J says this, and I don't want people to think Curtis J is having a massive go here, because I think it's something that's fairly it's a valid point. The drop off in games needs to stop. That's my only gripe tonight. Now I think he's spot on there, and the reason I say that is, Chris, we had them where we wanted them, and I said at half time, Rafa Benitez would be delighted going in here at half time with, you know, one goal down after having one shot on target. It's just that slight lack of concentration at times, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like they get a bit overconfident. I think we did the same at Brighton. We just don't seem to quite get it right. I think he's trying to get them to manage games better, but they're just not quite getting the style right. So sometimes we go a bit too passive. I agree with you. I think, a bit like the Brighton game, they should have got the third, killed it, and then you can go a bit more passive and let it go. I think they probably dropped off too soon, which I must admit, I was annoyed with that, because I hate these games anyway. I hate derbies. But giving them a chance in was a pain.
It was, but I was before you interrupted me and said I can come on here, I was talking about the early chances we had. Was there any part of you that thought, oh, like, you know, Matip won okay, but the Salah one, you're thinking, eat that up. And then you're thinking, 5 minutes in, two good chances. You know, does that get them up? Does it put a bit of doubt in their minds? But it just doesn't, Chris.
No, he sort of go in two minds. I sort of feel like it feels like it's coming. I've started to feel like that with Liverpool, with goal scoring, is it's coming. It's whether we just take enough chances. Because you do have the flashbacks to West Ham, where basically we didn't kill the game, same with Brentford. But it just felt like it was coming, because I thought it was crackers going 4-4-2. I just thought you leave yourself far too wide open.
When I seen it, I thought it'd be 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he was going to do. And yeah, rely on Richarlison, Demarai Gray, you know, to support a Rondon and do something along them lines. But he just doesn't. We thought there might be some surprises from Everton and he might go something different, but he literally just went down and went, we're playing into your hands, here you go.
I know. It was like a gift from Agent Rafa, wasn't it?
Mm. It really was. I should get you to do more talking here while I just lash Guinness into
I mean, listen, I'd love to have a wind up of the Blues, but honest to God, I've never seen a crowd leave after 20 minutes.
It was unbelievable. That
was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Whether you love your team, you hate your team, your team's crap. Well, I've seen some terrible Liverpool sides. 20 minutes, come on. Give it a bit longer. I can understand with like 5 minutes to go, it's 4-1 down, sod it, let's go. But seriously, 20 minutes in, you gave up. I mean, I wonder what those fans were thinking when they got it to 2-1. But they're trying to get back in.
Yeah, it was... Let's talk the goals. So, the first goal, Jordan Henderson plays the ball over tries to put it over the back of, I think it's Coleman who gets a nick on it. Manny gets onto it. Robertson is alert straight away. He's alert and he's like, right, I'm on this. Good ball to Robertson. Cuts back for Henderson. And a lot of players there, for me, Chris, would have let that come across them and trying to hit it. You know, because he's right footed. But such a good finish because it's on his weaker foot. It's coming at him at his weaker foot, and he managed to hit it with power, direction, placement, but it's so measured at the same time. It was just a brilliant, brilliant goal, Chris.
Yeah, it was a bit poetic as well because, I mean, he was very harshly not getting the win of the last Goodison derby. So he's starting to add that to his game a bit more, and I do think it's the change of having a Thiago and a Fabinho behind him. It's almost like they've said to him, well, we could do the mopping up now. Get up, get on, get going up. Because people forget, 13, 14, Henderson, you know, that's what he was capable of. He was doing that a bit more regularly. So it's nice to see. And he loved it. He absolutely lapped it up really as well. So great finish. Absolutely superb.
It was. It was absolutely an utterly... It was such a good finish. Like, such a good finish. But that makes it 1-0, nine minutes. I'm trying to remember all the bits because so much went on in the game, but 9 minutes in and Liverpool are 1-0 up and straight away the toxicity in the crowd arrives. Straight away. There's no Everton might get behind their team here and Everton might do that. It's literally straight away where they're like, you know, they're all over their team. They're all over. Like, they're just not accepting of the fact that Liverpool are up 9 minutes in, and they're probably thinking, whatever you're a Liverpool fan are thinking, if we get an early one here, this could go as many as we want. But they go so against the team. But then the second one, like that, how they're not on the pitch, given out after the second one. But the second one comes after a chance for Everton. Comes out. I think the Everton centre-half gets on it, but Jota kind of gets a touch in. Little touch by Thiago. Henderson sends Salah away. Pickford is in an awful position. Awful position, but Salah just bends it around him, puts it in the top corner, and it's 2-0 after 20. And Chris, I can be honest with you, I genuinely thought this could be 7 or 8.
Yeah, I must admit, I was thinking, like, are we going to beat the Old Trafford score here? And I was thinking, how long before they get on the pitch? I was thinking, I was listening to Anfield Rap earlier, and they were saying the same. If Liverpool get 2-0 up within half an hour, it said that crowd's going to be awful. And you could see. The funny thing is they kept flashing back to the players. You know, you always see players, like, you know, trying to rouse each other. They all looked haunted by that goal. You could tell then, you could see it was the, oh no, this is happening again. This is not what we want, you know. And I think the crowd, I mean, from the few Blues I know and the Blues that you see in social media, that's they just hate everyone, don't they? They hate the team at the moment. And I don't think there's no goodwill with that team at all. But the finish by Salah is brilliant. The one thing he's got really good at this year, which is always a criticism we had of him, was when he's clean through with time to think. he always just tries to blast it, or he always hits the keeper. He's getting much, much better now at time to think, and he's still bending it around the keeper, which is nice to see.
The one thing about, and you're right what you're saying about Salah, the quality of his finishing is going up and up levels all the time. But you know what it is? Even when he has the ball, there's so much surety to what he's, so much assurance to what he's doing. You know, like we go back to 17-18, Salah gets 44 goals in a season, right? And I think he's on target to beat that now, right? But he gets 44 goals a season, and we at the end of the season are raving about him, but we're talking about the chances he missed. He gets in this position and he kind of hesitates, greed. There's loads of things thrown at Salah, and a lot of it's through the media who want to throw something negative at a player that they clearly see as brilliant at what he does. But now when you see him, it's like he's going to score. Right, he's going to score, or he's going to run past you. He's going to do this. There's so much assurance for me. There's no worry when he gets the ball anymore. There's no doubt in my mind when Salah gets the ball. It's going to stop. It's going to take really good defending to stop him, or really good goalkeeping to stop him. Because most of the time now he's hitting targets. Now, in fairness, I say that, but after 5 minutes he misses a target. But that would have bothered him a while back, a year, 2-3 years ago. Now he doesn't. Now he's just like, yeah, whatever. When the next one comes, I'll score it. Because he knows he's that good. And like you say, Everton fans also know that because they're walking out of the ground. They're walking out of the ground is at 20 minutes is a fucking disgrace, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't care how upset you are with managers, players or whatever. Walking out of a game with less than a quarter of a gun is a fucking disgrace. And if any Everton fan wants to come on here and tell me it's not, it is. It is. Even if you want to stay and voice your opinion, voice it. But don't just walk out of the ground.
Yeah,
it's not like those players aren't trying for you. They're up against one of, for me, the top three teams in world football. They're playing there tonight. And after 20 minutes, you're walking out of the ground. I think it's a fucking disgrace. Keane Ryan says, though, Liverpool have now won more derbies at Goodison than Everton. What a stat that is. Is that true? Keane, you winding me up now, because I fucking believe these things, and then it turns out they're not true. I.e., Pesky Salido on a coin in Canada.
That's still the greatest one. I remember being on that show as well. You were so heartbroken when that was false.
Really was. Really was.
But I mean, to be fair, I mean, that's only our, to put it in context, that's only our second win in the last 10 Goodison derbies. We haven't won many.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them have been draws. We don't lose many at Goodison, but you know, they're all draws. There's context around some of them because there's been bigger games on the horizon, Champions League
semi-finals. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've also, like last year, we battered them, but just couldn't finish them off.
Kevin Ball, Thiago here says 19 goals in 19 league games. And Kevin Ball, I did read this as well, and I apologise, I can't remember what journalist reported. Fans were going mad after the game at the chairman and the director of football, i.e. Brands and Kenry, they were both getting it in the year. Off a lot of Everton fans after the game, but that's none of our fucking business. Long may I continue. Nearly 200 people watching this. If you hit the like button, because Liverpool won. If you're happy that Liverpool won, hit the like button, and let's see if we can match the amount of people watching this with the amount of likes, right?
If you're really happy, subscribe as well.
Yeah, well, if you can subscribe if you want, like I'm beyond the subscription thing and all. I'm happy to enjoy this and help people. That's just me. But if you let's see how many likes we can get. So if you're in here and you Liverpool won and you're happy about it, you must hit that like button. How does that sound? Jason Leonard asks, he's trying to wind me up here, man. Jason Leonard, come on. Why are you doing this to me on a night like this? What's your thoughts on Tommy Tuchel now, Gav? I hate him. Still hate him. Always will.
He's still a bell end.
Yeah, doing a good job at Chelsea. It's a three-way race, but I'm still back in Liverpool all the way. Kevin Ball.
They've lost another player to injury as well, haven't they? They've lost Shalaba, who's been playing.
Oh, yeah, he's playing centre-back.
Yeah, apparently he pulled his hamstring.
Oh, so lovely.
That's another. It's a good player. He's a good player as well. It's another disaster for them to lose. And, you know, so I'll see how they cope.
Yeah, Kevin Ball says they've wasted so much money on shy players. They really have. And that's where I feel a bit sorry for Benitez, because he's inherited this, not only this squad, but this situation. There's a lot more to the situation than just what's going on the pitch. Benitez come, it's actually the worst time to ever come in as an Everton manager for me, because they've spent so much money. They need to spend so much more money to get out of it, and they can't actually spend it. And it's one of those. But look, it's 2-0. We make it 2-0. And like I said, I'm thinking 5-6-7-8 here. I really am. Was that a song by Steps? 5-6-7-8. But it's 2-0. And Liverpool are controlling it and Everton can't really get out. And then they get the goal back. And when they get the goal back, we've talked about it, Chris, like just a bit of, I didn't think there was enough pressure on the ball. There's not enough pressure on the ball. I don't think you should be that hard. No. That's just my opinion. But Liverpool play like that. But
yeah,
Alisson's fucking fuming, isn't he? Alisson's fuming, it goes in.
Yeah, well, Van Dijk probably should be a bit tight to Richarlison. I mean, give Everton some credit. It's a cracking ball by Richarlison to split it. But again, he's running straight through. I mean, look, Alisson's really lucky because it goes through his legs and he nearly gets enough for touching it. But it was just a bit sloppy. It was like it got a bit too easy.
Yeah.
And he did look. I'm not gonna lie. There was the thought of, don't do another Brighton. Don't give them a hint of it, because they had another chance, to be fair, just before half time, which we have to block. But what was missed on Amazon, which by the way is absolutely horrific.
I watched it on Premier Sports. So.
Yeah, I'll talk about. Oh, Scott, you can get a dodgy stream better. It's everything's about 2 minutes behind. So I knew every goal before it was happening. It's like being a clairvoyant. Yeah. The only good thing about it was he had Ali McCoy on co-commentary, which is just the most joyous thing to listen to.
Jay says, I can't wrap my head around what they have spent $500 million on. It's absolutely puzzling. Veranda Cheese is unliking the video because of the Steps comment. Was it Soundboy Steps 5678? I have it in my head it was. Veranda. I did get me Spotify Wrapped or whatever the fuck it was called today, and Steps weren't involved. I can tell you, there was a shitload of Dubliners because my 2-year-old child is just Dubliners mad. So there you go.
Did you see that about one of the Liverpool women's players?
Yeah, her granddad was in the Dubliners. Yeah, well, my son is absolutely obsessed with the Dubliners, like literally. He's moved on to Who Let the Dogs Out, which is his favorite now. But the Dubliners is massive in their house. Just from him, the rest of us couldn't be arsed. But look, it gets to halftime. It's 2-1, and I'm of the opinion that Benitez is quite happy. You know, he's being battered. He's 2-1 down. He has a chance. Can he change? It doesn't really change anything. Oh.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I was kind of worried going into the second half for they're up. They're not that they're up, but they're feeling a bit relieved at the fact that it's only 2-1. And I'm kind of saying to myself, right, what do we need to do here? Is it to go? But I was kind of more, Chris, let's just control it. Let's go out and play our game. And I thought, like, I have to give a mention to that. And people would say, oh, you're doing this again. I have to give a mention to Jordan Henderson, because I thought he was unbelievable tonight in midfield.
Man the match for me. He was brilliant. He's all the things that people say he isn't. You know, he was box to box. He's very underrated in the ability he's got passing-wise. He covers where you need him to cover. And he just gets the team playing at a quicker level. But now he has a base behind him in Fabinho and Thiago that he can do what he's really good at, which is pushing on. It's basically almost like having a fourth attacker now, because we push them so wide. And what he's really good at doing is he knows the right moments when to drift out wide and let Salah cut in to almost make it a, you know, two number nines through the middle with Jota. It was just exceptional. That's probably his best performance of the season, I would say.
I thought he was absolutely unbelievable. Kate Fagan says Benitez is ecstatic at 2-1. I think he is. I genuinely do believe he is. But you know what? The tour goal, right? So let's talk about the tour goal. What are they at? And what I mean by that is, it's a bad corner. Gets headed out. It's played back to Coleman. Not a great ball, right? Why isn't Coleman just putting his foot through that? Why? And even if you delay, just put your foot through it. Do something. Mo Salah is bearing down on you, and you're the last man, and you're standing there dilly dallying over it. What is he doing? But on top of that, Chris, when Salah gets away, A, you're not catching him, and the finish. People say he scuffed and he didn't hit it well. The finish is fucking brilliant.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant. I think with Coleman, because it was like chest height, I don't think he knew whether to volley it or head it. It had all the hallmarks of Jorginho's one against United, where again he just doesn't volley it clear, just miscontrols it. But again, that's what you know. 2 years ago, Salah hits that right at Pickford, and we're all frustrated with him. You know, he's just calm as personified now, going clean through, and that was it. Then red flares are out, and another third, the Blues, I think, were out as well. It was great, but you could tell by the players, right? They just looked resigned. There wasn't exactly a massive effort to get back and try and catch Salah either. Even if you want to fake the effort.
Yeah, but like, listen, Coleman is Coleman's adrift because, like, I think it's like R. Allison says there, it's a shocking ball by Gray. It is, because he's like kicking it at him that's nearly landing 2-3 feet before him, bouncing high. But my whole point is, take control of the ball, take ownership of the ball, which he doesn't do. And then in an attempt to play it, it's all over the shop. And like, Salah gets away, and like I said, you're not catching him. I think the finish is brilliant. You know, people are making out that Pickford is poor for it. It's so well placed. It's so well placed. He doesn't have to hit it well. He just puts it in the right direction. Do you know what it's like? Do you remember the one where we get bashed at Spurs Wembley 4-1? Mm. And do you remember the goal Salah scores where he runs through down the right wing and puts it in the right direction? Yeah, and it's so hard. And when they're not hit well, they're actually sometimes harder to save.
I think the thing with Pickford is, because the angle he runs in at, he's going, is he going to... the way he takes it, because he takes it with his right, doesn't he? When he scores, he doesn't know if he's going to put it onto his left and bend it near post. And I think that's what he's expecting. By the time he's hit it, he's gone, oh no, he's gone far. So I think that's the other good thing about Salah. I think he's in keeper's head to that. They're generally going, I actually don't know which way he's going to go.
Yeah. Just a mention there from Shawnee Sun, Rafa's at the wheel and Merry Christmas, Everton. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, listen,
I love that song.
But then they actually sang Rafa Benitez, the original Rafa Benitez song, going back 15, it's 10 years anyway, 10, 12, 13 years ago. Shawnee Sun, by the way, you need to drop me an email because we need to sort out golf for the new year. Because I'm having withdrawal symptoms already at the fact that the weather is appalling and I'm not getting out as much. So drop us an email, will you, and we'll sort that out. But that's 3-1, and they're good. They're done. When you see Fabian Delf, you know, half-arse getting up off a bench to take a jacket off and go on the pitch, you know, it's fucking... He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to know. He knows he's out of there as well. But come the end of the season, if not January, they're done.
My only concern was, are they just going to start kicking? That was my only concern, because I know it was 3-1.
That's fair.
He took Thiago off, partly because he's on a yellow, but also I just looked at, I was thinking, like, that's why I was more fuming about us going in at halftime 2-1. I was like, get it to 3-0, then you can take Salah off, you can take Thiago off, take Henderson off, because they're just going to start kicking. I wasn't Milner on as soon as possible. I thought, if you're going to have a kicking fight, you know, may as well James Milner on.
Yeah, because he's good at that shit.
He's very good at it.
Shawnee Sun follows her up on the Rush broadcast. Salah was asked about finishing seventh in the Ballon d'Or, and he responded with, I have no comment, and laughed. So I love that. Absolutely love that, because he's just so driven. He's so, like, he's blinkers on. He's absolute blinkers on. I love it.
See the Klopp one about it? He said, what do you think about him finishing seventh? And he goes, don't you guys vote for it? And just went a bit quiet. He goes, well, it's all your fault then. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
just moved on.
Seventh is unbelievable. Paulie Walnuts, I don't know what you're talking about here, but I'm going to read it out to see if anyone can explain it to me. He says, Gav, buy a Volkswagen Golf and sit in it with the heat on. I don't know what the fuck that means, but let me know. Let me know, Paul, because there's obviously some meaning to it, but I don't know what it is. So let me know. But Scouser Pete says, just going back to Seamus Coleman, he says, Coleman has finished too many injuries, plus he's 33. He missed the boat in his career when he decided to stay. I fully agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think United and I think in Arsenal maybe, and definitely Manchester United were after him when he was probably in his mid-20s. I think when Moyes goes there about eight years ago, there was talk of him going on. And
Baines was the same, wasn't it? I was surprised. I mean, look, he stayed most of his career there. But
yeah, there's a loyalty but when there's a loyalty to a point, and when you see it's not happening for you, you should probably turn and go. But it's one of those. Hold on. You like your golf, and you said you were cold. I'm cold tonight because I'm not well. But trust me, if you if you offer me a game of golf in the morning, I'll go and play it, regardless of how unwell I am. My wife goes mad at the fact, like, I come down, I'm snotting and I'm freezing and I'm taking Lemsips, and she's like, where are you going? I'm like, going to play golf. And she's like, fuck's sake. But that's the way it goes. But look, that's 3-1, they're done. Chris, we were so controlled in that second half. So controlled, so measured. You know, Thiago's here there says earlier, what he says, I don't want to frighten you, but we're back to our league winning levels. Do you agree?
Not quite.
Okay.
Attacking wise, I think we're better than we were the league winning wise. I still think defensively there's a little bit of sloppiness, but I just think that's a little bit of iron now because I think we've tweaked how we played. But I think that's probably the scary thing for the league is I still think there's 2 or 3 gears to go yet in this team.
Yeah. I think if Liverpool literally, I've said it before, they're trying to play a different way. And for me, they're trying to, when we won the league, we penned people in and we had cover. Now we're penning people in and we're taking one less player into that cover. So we're giving other teams a chance. If we can perfect that to where we're in the right positions, even if we lose that and we've men high up the pitch, i.e. Jordan Henderson, who's on the edge of the box with that first goal, right? If we can perfect that, we'll take some stopping. I'm telling you now, we'll take some stopping because Liverpool are hard to stop. But when you're putting an extra midfielder breaking in the box and he's taking your attention and you've Salah, Jota, Mane, Firmino to come back, even Trent arriving on the edge of the box or right back, Robertson running all over the place. It's so hard to stop. And I think if they perfect that, and I think they will because they're definitely working on something week on week and game on game. If they get that right, for me, I think they could... I'll say it now. I think they win the league. I've said it since the very start, but this could be the actual little sprinkling of gold dust on top. The way they're trying to do this,
Thiago's hair shouting at me now.
43 goals in 13 games.
Say less, Chris. Well, that's what I just said. I said attacking wise, we're better than we were 2 years ago. Defensively, we're not quite there yet.
Is it a case of just saying we're taking more risks, maybe? Yeah, and is it a case of saying, right, we might concede one, but we're definitely scoring 3?
Yeah.
We might concede 2, but we're definitely scoring 3 or 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just if it
continues like this, we're sound. I mean, Laura Duffy will correct me. I'm pretty certain we've just equaled the Sunderland record from the 1930s of consecutive games of scoring 2+ goals, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how many games it is now, but it is ridiculous. Let me see. 127 likes, 222 watching. We're falling behind. But we'll see how we get on. And if we don't make it, sure, what we're going to do is we're still going to turn up tomorrow night. Gab and Chris, Gav, he means thank you guys for the comments. Just want to encourage you guys to continue with the excellent work all the way from Jamaica. Am I right with that flag? Please tell me.
Yeah, that's Jamaica, yeah.
Good stuff. We were talking about Jamaica on the Man on Football show a couple of weeks ago about a team there that aren't great, but we might consider following them. Kev O'Sullivan says, scored 43, conceded 12. So we're conceding just under a goal a game, but we're scoring fucking 3 a game. You know what I mean?
To be honest, with the 12 we conceded, it's coming in gluts in silly games, if you know what I mean. Like, it's 3 at Brighton, it's 3 at Brentford, 3 at West Ham. So, yeah, I think it's just those silly little, again, lapses in concentration.
Is it a case of, if you add up the 2 against City, 3 against Brentford, that's 5, 3 against West Ham is 8, 2 against Brighton is 10. So that's 10 goals conceded in those 4 games where we got points. So other than that, we're actually good.
And David James came out unusually with a useful stat, which I never knew, which is that's the first time this season we've conceded and won. Every time we've conceded this year, we've drawn or lost.
These things that I don't pay any attention to, but fair play.
No, I never knew. When he just said it in the pre-match, I'd not realised that in the league. When you look back, you went, oh yeah, that's interesting. So again, that's probably a little mental hurdle they're over.
Yeah, Declan Mack says, Gav, how many more wins, fella? 21, bud. 21 more wins and we'll be champions. That's just the way it is. Thiago's hair has said to like the stream, you bunch of pagans are bounce. I won't go that far. But no, listen.
He's very aggressive tonight, isn't he?
He is very. I like it. Well, I don't know where Red Steve is. Red Steve's very, very quiet tonight. He's probably
Red Steve's there. He's just not targeted you yet.
Okay. He usually doesn't target me.
Give it five minutes.
But in fairness, like we asked for likes and we asked for subscribes and we asked for that. But to be honest with you, If you like, you like. If you subscribe, you subscribe. If you don't, you don't. I've come to the realization over the last couple of months that, do you know something? I'll tell you what happened. Somebody who has nothing to do with this podcast, who doesn't watch the podcast, who didn't barely knew I done podcast, got chatting to me and he said, what's the biggest thing for you when you do it? Just a random question. I went, and when I answered, I thought, yeah, that's the way to go. I said, I enjoy the community we talk to. I enjoy helping with the charity work we do. And yeah, that's probably the two biggest reasons. And he went, oh, fair enough. You know, so I'm kind of going on that mantra now where if we've 11,000 subscribers or we've 111,000 or 11, I don't care. Man on Football Show will tell you that. It's about 20 people watching, it's about 300 subscribing. I'm having the time of our lives. So it's one of those.
I just enjoy chatting football, having a laugh. And I'd be very lucky. It's given me the opportunity to interview professional footballers, which I must admit is a bit of a mad situation because I never thought I'd be in that situation. So it's quite cool.
There you go. Russell Fitzpatrick says, Gav, lad, turn your collar down. You look like Cantona after he gave up salads and took up spuds. My God, that must be fucking Red Steve's born off. Jesus Christ. Red Steve says, I can't pick on a man suffering with man flu. Your grand, Gav. I don't think it's man flu. It's just kind of just kind of me nose and head when it got at me today, but it won't stop me. You know, don't get me wrong. It won't stop me. But I just wanted to let you know. Veranda Chia says, give it 10 more minutes before Gav starts on Arsenal again. Ah, come on. I won't start on them. They have a huge opportunity tomorrow, by the way. Arsenal have a huge opportunity tomorrow. Not tomorrow. There is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, go for it. Because West Ham have stuttered and they can go into fourth place on their own. They have a huge huge chance tomorrow. But anyway, can we talk about the Jota goal? Because there's winning games, there's dominating people, there's making them leave after 20 minutes, and then there's doing that. And ball in from Robertson, a hybrid of a Cruyff turn, you might call it. Mm-mm. One touch, and then he just looks a little dino arms in the goal and went, I'm not having that. And absolutely lamps around him. I'm starting to think that was he aiming it straight at his noggin, hoping he absolutely took Pickford out. But it flies in, absolutely flies in. Brilliant celebration right in front of the Liverpool fans. And he's an absolute killer, Chris, I'm telling you. I joke that he doesn't care about football outside the box. Good tonight, but once you put him in there, he's absolutely electric.
Yeah, he's deadly. I must admit, when we signed him, I wasn't expecting him to basically, you know, be another number nine, you know, of that ilk. It's ridiculous. The little Cruyff turn, there's two goals in my mind for the Cruyff turn. The foul one against Villa, I know that's further out, but just the way he does him.
Yeah.
And Torres did it, I think, against Derby at the edge of the box. A similar little crook.
Yeah.
No, sorry. He did it against Madrid. Didn't score. But it's that little turn.
Yeah, he tried to give Casillas the eyes and put it.
Yeah. It was like, because he just did Alan then. I mean, Alan isn't the most mobile anyway, but he just done him. And Pickford, I just don't think he knew what day it was in the end, you know.
Well, the jersey on him. You want to sort that fucking jersey out for a start. Nay says, LFC DT, the best Liverpool podcast. I wouldn't go that far, but we enjoy what we're doing. And once you enjoy what we're doing and we enjoy being on here and doing it, we'd be here for a long time. So go and enjoy everything we're doing. And we're just having the crack. And trust me, I better mention this before I forget. At Pierce Cult on Twitter is doing a charity thing for the month of December. They're bringing out a charity calendar, I think, and loads of podcasts and different people that produce Liverpool merchandise and stuff like that have basically gifted them something for the month of January. We've gifted them a £100 voucher of their choice, and what they do is they're gonna pick it out a winner. It's all in aid of a cancer foundation in the UK. And they've asked us to help out. And of course, we just said, yeah, what do you need? They said, can you give us this? We went, we give you that? And they were delighted. So go and check out at Pierce Cult on Twitter. And it's for the whole month of December. They're giving away different prizes every day. And as I said, we were happy to give them a prize. We've given them a £100 voucher of their choice. And it's for a cancer thing. And we're delighted to help. The other thing is 2022, look, we don't like when these kids arrive and they have these illnesses. It's not nice. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. I hate getting them called to say this kid has this problem and they need help. Not to help it, the fact that they have the problem. It's horrible. But We're going to concentrate on that in 2022 as well. We're going to help as many people as we possibly can. So if you want to get on board on that, get on board. And, you know, all we'll do is do content, promote as much as we can and raise as much as we can for those people. But check out for the month of December at Pierce Cult, because it's great stuff they're doing. They're only trying to raise about 2,000 quid. So if they can fly over that, it'll be absolutely brilliant.
How's Sienna doing?
Sienna's doing great. Sienna's doing great. I think we're in the 1st of December now, aren't we? Yeah. Of course it is. We're beating everything in December. I think she's back in about 5 days, 6 days.
Brilliant.
I could have the date wrong. It might be even 10 days. But she's doing brilliant. She's had her two procedures. Everything's going great. And we'll have a massive update when she comes back, because I might go and visit her and interview her and have a chat. And we'll put it out on the channel as well, because fucking brilliant stuff it is. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But Jota, like, what a goal. Somebody says there, I missed it. He said Jota cleared that ground quicker than a fire drill. he really did. And it just put the gloss on it, didn't it, Chris? Because 3-1, you could get people going, you were 2-up, they got one back, and Coleman made a mistake, and you kind of nicked one and killed it. But that just puts the icing on it. Absolutely puts it on it.
It did, and then Everton fans just turned into blue seats. It was hilarious, which they don't find very funny on Twitter when you say that. I've discovered that.
Yeah. Mike Lewis says, I've listened to you guys from the beginning. This is the best Liverpool podcast out there. Thanks a million. I'm glad you think that. Callum Sears says, listen to you on my morning run on Borneo Island. Wow. Nice one. Absolutely brilliant. I think it's hard to pick a man of the match, but you're going with Henderson?
Henderson, yeah. I just thought he was brilliant. I think he set the tempo for the whole game, and I don't just mean his goal. He was just involved in everything for the goals. I thought Thiago did well. I was wondering how he'd do an over-physical game, but there wasn't really only had a poor game. I think I saw a bit of criticism of Matip for some of his positional play, but in general, I thought everyone did really well. To be fair to Alisson, I think apart from picking the ball up there, I don't think he had anything to do. He could have a deck chair the rest of the game. He didn't.
Dan Toomey pulls me up here, and quite rightly. He says, Gav, appreciate your work, but change the glass for the stout. I have a nightmare with pint glasses. I either break them or I bring them to mates. Because if I'm going to a mate's gaff for a drink, I bring my own pint glass with me. Right? And I keep leaving them there. Breaking them up there, leaving them there. So I'm literally down to fucking four glasses that shape that I stupidly looked at one day and thought they were Guinness glasses and picked them up in the shop. So I don't know if off license to sell pint glass, Guinness glass, or just go in the pub and go, listen, do me a favour, will you? Give me a half dozen Guinness glasses and just charge me for them. I think that's what I'm going to have to do. And hide them. Start them with bubble wrap.
Amazon it.
Yeah, but you need to get the proper Guinness glasses as well, you see. You have to get the... Okay.
I'm sure you can as well.
I'd love to get Guinness glasses and get the day tripper stuff on them, but then again, that's just another project, isn't it? Too many to pick a man of the match. In fairness, Chris has gone with Henderson. Matip much better in the second half, says Kev O'Sullivan. Hey Darren, he says Hendo superb. Megan has Henderson's home man of the match. Jesus, just Henderson everywhere. Thiago wants me to drink the Guinness out of a can. I'm not drinking out of a can. Fuck off.
Red Steve
says Gav hates pint glass. He fell in one once. You're a prick. You couldn't go the whole show without doing it. And people go, you and Red Steve, you're going great. And I'm like, me and Red, I have no idea who fucking Red Steve is. It's just Red Steve, right? And but listen, if Red Steve wants to come on, do you know what I'm thinking of doing though? I'm thinking of making this show, the post-match show, a call in one.
Ah, that'd be good.
Okay. So, but I have to keep telling you this, right? If you're watching now and you want to come on the show and a post match, I'm going to try to do the same again on Saturday for our Wolves, right? If you want to come on, a good laptop with a good camera on it, right? A decent microphone. Even if you have earphones that have a mic on it, once they're plugged in and we get your settings right, okay? We'll get you on. But I'm going to try to bring 3 or 4 people on for 4 or 5 minutes each and just chat about it. But I'm going to try to do it. And you know what? If we get a couple on and they're good, and what I mean by good is they can string a sentence together, plus their setup is good, we can take a note of them and we can kind of get them on every week to give our feedback. That's what we're going to try to do. Shawnee Sun says, when you come to play golf, I'll give you free glasses. We have hundreds of them doing nothing good, man. But you have to be right, the proper Guinness glasses. I don't want them Guinness glasses with the bits cut into them and all the swirly bits on the side of the glass. Just the proper just a Guinness glass. Tiago's hair says, if you want to have a glass, get the old school. Yeah, just a normal Guinness glass. Let me see. Patsy, Super Value. Okay, hold on. Patsy's, he must work for Super Value. He's trying to get a bleeding plug in here. He says, Gav, Super Value doing 4 cans, 2 pint glasses, beer mats and socks for 20 quid. I'll go down. I'll bring the Unflow for a walk tomorrow. Go down to Super Value and see how we are. Henderson seems to be the overriding
who was yours
selection. Salah is ridiculous, Chris. And I know, do you know what, it's nearly getting to the stage where you turn around and you say,
do you know, we used to go to Suarez, who's man of the match apart from Suarez?
Yeah,
Matt's not doing that. Who's man of the match apart from Salah? Because Salah's the answer, but we have to go, who was the other one, it is like that.
But I have to agree with you. I just thought Henderson was impeccable from start. He gets the ball rolling with the goal. He's really good in midfield. He settles things down for me. When we concede, he settles things down. He takes control and he sets a tempo for me in midfield second half where it doesn't really give them a sniff. And I just thought he was exemplary from start to finish. So I have to give it to Henderson. But look, I could go through anyway. I thought Robertson was brilliant.
He's also got a lot better at, which Liverpool are getting better at, is getting in the ref's ear.
Yeah.
It's the dark outside, but that's the thing Liverpool haven't been good at in the past. And he's very good at that now because, let's face it, Everton were quite good at the old diving today.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 2 book for simulation and 1 how he got away with it, I'll never know.
Yeah. Emma Kavanagh feels that this is an excellent idea. Nice to put face to the names. And look, like I said, the best way to do this is on a laptop, right? Laptop, decent camera on the laptop, and if you have a separate microphone that goes into your laptop, even better, plus a set of earphones. If you have a set of earphones that has a little mic on it, we can work with it. And basically what happens is we send you a link, you click into it, you come into this virtual studio, it asks you to pick your camera, which will be your laptop, and then it will ask you to pick your microphone. Okay, now you probably get 3 or 4 options on the microphone, you kind of have to click until you find the one. But what we'll do is, if people want to come on, I have no problem saying to them, right, tell you what, throw on your laptop now, here's a link, come on in and I'll check it. And we can check your setup and you'll know what your setup is then. And you can come on. And I'd love nothing more than say we had 6 or 8 or 10 people that wanted to come on. I'd say, right, you 4 can come on now, you can come on next game. And we can alternate them and get you on and get your thoughts. Because look, why not? Why not? We're just talking about football, aren't we? When a game finishes, and some people can be absolutely over the moon, some people can be disgusted, some people, and that's what it's all about. But once you're willing to have a laugh and be respectful, you're absolutely more than welcome.
I think Dan's offering to get you a personalised Guinness glass here.
Who? Dan who?
Dan Townley.
Oh, Dan Toomey.
That's him.
I can't see that comment.
My eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 7 up.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Just off the veranda cheese. There you go.
Okay. All right.
Well, actually, his name's Greg. He said he's using his dad's account.
I'm Greg using my dad's account. I'll order a personal Guinness glass for you for Christmas. I don't want a fucking personal Guinness glass for Christmas. Where do you order them, though? Let me know where you order them, Dan. And I'll definitely go and order one. And there's a couple more people there. Do you get a deal if you order 3 or 4? I'm wondering, maybe so. Mm-hmm. But look, I think it's Henderson for me, and I think it was brilliant. Was Klopp Mike in the world? Is that a play on football in the world, Mike? I'm not too sure, because football in the world is the thing that I hate most right now, because of Phil Casey. But he says, was Klopp fired up in the pre-match interview? I heard he was fired up. Was he emotional? I didn't see it. I literally turned on games when.
I think he's along the lines of, we've come in to be intense. You've got to be in the faces. You've got to play football. And I think it's like, we'll see what they want to do. So again, I think it was like a bit of a ref dig of like, let's see what happens. Because he's been stung by a few wild tackles from Everton. So yeah, that's probably the strongest side I've ever seen Klopp put out against Everton. Let's face it, it's normally the Everton game where we see all sorts of random players come out of the woodwork. So, you know, shows today maybe just thought, I just need to get this one and get this monkey off the back, really.
Not Everton. Man City and Chelsea both won again tonight. Where all three teams are away at the weekend again, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you'd expect Chelsea to win because it was Watford. The Villa one's a good one for City. I thought Villa would be a tough... Well, I think it was a tough game for them, to be fair. I mean, you know, as he'd like to point out, they had lots of injuries, which means they only had to play, they had to play 11 £50 million players instead of, you know, £80 million players. Mm. Dead hard.
Yeah. But how big is Wolves at the weekend now? It feels to me like every game is like a must win. It feels like we're in a run-in. I'm a 15 game. Mm.
It felt like the year we finished second, didn't it? You know, that felt like that for most of the season. It's a big game. I mean, Wolves on the quiet are doing quietly well. I think they're about eighth now in the league. The only thing is, I do wonder with clubs like Wolves and a few others, because they're not in Europe, how much are they used to doing three games in a week? Yeah. We're used to it because, you know, United are used to it, City are used to it, Chelsea, we're used to three games in a week. So we kind of have the squads and the players to do that. I tend to find when you play these teams, the third game in the week is one that normally kills. That's why I used to always want to play someone like a Bournemouth when you're their third game, because they're normally goosed them, and they've only got to play players who aren't as good because they've got to rotate, or basically they play the same 11, the same 11 is knackered.
Yeah.
So I fancy us though. I think our record at Wolves is pretty decent, to be honest, but it'll be tough. Wolves away is always a tough game.
Yeah. Kevin Sullivan reckons Villa should have had a second goal. West Ham could do a job on Chelsea the weekend. West Ham are stuttering a little bit, but in fairness, that's because we're holding West Ham to a certain standard, but that I don't believe they're actually I think they caught us on a good day, and like how good would we look if we went and had a beaten West Ham, even with the Brighton result? We'd be looking gone. We'd be top, wouldn't we?
We'd be top. West Ham remind me of do you remember Villa under Martin O'Neill?
Yeah.
Where everyone said they were threatening for top four, and you looked at them, they were never quite top four, but you just knew it was that sort of an away game where you go, if you're not on top form, they'll do you, but they don't quite have enough to last the distance. I think West Ham would be like that. I think West Ham, though, I'll be surprised they don't finish in a Europa spot. I think that should be their aim.
I think they have enough. I think there's enough in the league there, you'd look and go, West Ham are better than... I just want to have a little word on Everton before we leave. And obviously the Liverpool crowd as well. But please let us know how this layout looks to you. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Would you like it changed? Would you like the comments off the screen? What way would you like? I like the comments on the screen. I think it's decent for people watching. But please give us a bit of feedback either now or when the show ends. You can put it in the comments because we read all the comments, trust me. And we look for all the feedback. 252 watching, 177 likes, so we're 80 behind. But we can get closer to that, I'm sure. People on the way out will do it. But Liverpool fans had a lovely time tonight, Chris. All the songs, all the repertoire came out. And
I love that. I love that Manny song, I must admit.
Yeah, and do you know something? It's great winning at Everton. Don't get me wrong. But when you go to Everton expecting to win and win, I think that's the most satisfying, because there's so many times we've gone there expecting to win. We're a much better side, much better squad, much better form, and then we go and draw. You know, it's like,
fuck off.
You know, to go there with your chest out and back it up, I think, is a big thing to me.
Yeah, we did what we did for the United away game, which is we played the team in front of us, not the occasion, which I think is always something that Liverpool have been guilty of at Goodison, is we probably get too embroiled in it's the derby, you know, what it means. And I think sometimes Klopp and the players have to realise, but you are better than them. You know, if you took the badge Everton off, it is, you're playing a bottom half side, so you should be turning up and turning them over. And I think that's what Liverpool have done today. And to be fair, that's what they did to United. Because you may have said this before when we've gone to Old Trafford, the way is, even when they're crap, we always get a draw or lose there. It's just, it always seems to be the way. So all positive signs, really.
Yeah. Jason Leonard says, Gav, shout out the new show. Jason, if you go into the show description on this show or any of our shows on the Trippers over the last couple of weeks, you will find the link for the YouTube link for the new show, Man On Football Show, or type in Man On exclamation mark football show and you'll find it on YouTube. But there is a link in the show description here which you literally click, hit subscribe, and away you go. And we have a Belton show on tour. What day is today? Wednesday. Belton show tomorrow. I'm just lost in the days. I'm working every night of the week this week.
Is it your Leeds one?
Yeah, it's the rise and fall of Leeds between 98 and 2004, which is and we have Oscar from All Leeds TV coming on to chat with us about it. It's not just us three idiots talking about it. We actually have a Leeds fan coming on.
Yeah, when I was like when I was at uni, it was one of the lads I knew that was a big Leeds fan, and it was just on the cusp of the it all going tits up, and it was mad watching that because it was ridiculous. You didn't think you'd see that anything like that.
Yeah, I was looking through their transfers from 1999 to 2003 before they realised they'd no money left, and it was mad. Absolutely mad.
See the, it was that guy who from Derby, was it Delap? I think him and his agent said, like, right,
we'll come back. No, it's Seth Johnson. It's one of my favourite stories of football. Is that the one where he goes in looking for $20,000
a week? And
he gets offered 40.
I think he gets offered 35, and him and his agent go, oh, I don't know. We're expecting a bit more. Okay, we'll give you 40. And they went, yeah, okay. And he said he was trying not to laugh.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Because his agent was like trying not to look stunned, going, fucking hell.
It's one of my favourites. It's absolutely one of my favourites. Gav, the fan sang Rafa's name, was great. Yeah, and like, what does he do? He's standing there with Liverpool fans 4-1 up singing his name. Like, you can't wave over to them. You don't sort the way.
John, we did that to Julio when he was at Villa, and Villa fans are fuming because he kept waving back to the cop every 2 minutes.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Somebody said with regards to the setup, make the font a bit bigger. I can't. It's just a template I have, which I literally mask onto the screen, so it just stays as is. Unless I can't make it any bigger. I genuinely can't. It's limited in that way. Paul. And I hope I get this right, Paul, because I'm brutal with names, but let me try. Paul Verseggi says, is Keith on tomorrow? Yeah, Keith, Shawnee, and Oscar are on tomorrow. I'm going to produce the show. So it's going to be really good. It's really good. When you look at what Leeds were at, what he tried to get to and what he failed to, it's mad, and the money they're spending and the stuff going on off the pitch, it's mad. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people, a lot of people know about Leeds, but look at it a bit deeper and get a Leeds fan point of view, and we go to something different then next week, you know, the sort of way. But the Monday nights is always going to be me and somebody else just having a good laugh with you in the chat, and the Thursday night is a bit more research and a bit more it's a bit more structured, I suppose. Steve reckons I can make that font bigger. He believes in me. Fuck off, Steve. Annoyed me, will you? The fucking font can't get any bigger unless you just make it the full size of the fucking screen. I can't make it any bigger. That's it. Stop annoying me. He's unbelievable, isn't he? 6 more likes to hit 200 before we go. I think we can do that. How long are we on for now? 55 minutes. 55 minutes. We've done well with that. But look, it's a cracking win. What does it do for Everton? I'm still of the opinion that he needs time. He needs loads of it. But genuinely, yeah. Chris, that their supporters are fucking insane.
Oh, the mental. The mental, because I've got a few Blues, and they're saying, like, they call him the genius, obviously, you know, sarcastically. But I'm going, like, they say, oh, he's got strikes on the bench, but he keeps bringing on Iwobi. And I'm going, yeah, but you're not striking on the bench, says Czech Tosin. Am I... That's the thing with Rafa. When I look at what he's got, I'm thinking, like, when you look at your bench, your two attacking options are Czech Tosin or Iwobi. It's pretty slim pickings, that, isn't it? You know, it's like when we used to turn around and look at like David Ngog, you'd be like, oh Jesus, webs. I'll just leave the lads on. But the thing is, though, I still think he'd be gone by Christmas. I've just got the feeling. I think the pressure will get too much on the owner. But he's a perfect shield for the owner, because everyone's kicking a foot at Rafa. But you know, the thing is, though, they've tried Ancelotti.
What did he do?
I don't know who works. They've tried young coaches. They've tried expansive coaches. They've tried Sam Allardyce when they probably didn't really need to. I don't really know what's the next step. Because someone like a Graham Potter is not going to go there. Because he won't leave that Brighton project. Well, if he is, he's going to go to try and go to a Champions League club.
Yeah, but...
I don't know who does it for him.
The thing is, first of all, Thiago's hair says Gav is a Luddy. I don't know what that is, so... I don't know if that's good or bad.
It means you don't know much about technology.
Well, I deal with an awful lot about technology.
I was thinking...
This show is on. I know an awful lot about technology. It's all about the size of the screen.
I'm probably more of a lug guy, to be honest. Educate me.
The thing is, it's all about the screen, and if the screen is... there's only so much I can put on the screen, and there's only so much how big I can make it. So I'm not one of those, so take that back. But... where did he go? Look, I made a point on a show I was on a couple of weeks ago, right? A radio show I was doing. And I made the point that Rafa Benitez is on a different level to every manager that Everton have had in the last 20 years. And people were crying on, oh, Carlo Ancelotti. Carlo Ancelotti didn't give two fucks about Everton Football Club, and he showed it as soon as another club came in for him. What I meant by the comment was, is that Benitez comes in, he's taking a job because his family is close, right? It's a tough job to take. You could easily sit around and make for something in the northwest of England and get something, or wait for Newcastle to come back in and be close enough-ish to his family, right? He's on a different level because of how detailed he is, how committed he is, and how well he wants to do. He's not going to look to run away from them, in my opinion, right? If things are going well, like Ancelotti did, and he just left. Because he didn't do a bad job, Ancelotti. But where did he go? Because they've done the Ancelotti, they've done the Koeman and stuff, they've done the Silva, they've done Martinez. Done whoever. You know, they've done it all, and they're at this fella now.
Steve Bruce is available, someone's just said.
Where did he go, though? If he goes, they're going to bring someone in. They're going to have someone that's, unless they pull a worldie out of the bag, they're going to have someone that hasn't got the ability to work a squad like Benitez has, and still having to do all this rebuilding spending. Like, it's a fucking mad club, Chris.
It is. Well, I think you were saying on the previous show last night with the two Blues is, The only way you're going to do a rebuild now is you're going to have to sell one of Calvert-Lewin or Richarlison. Probably Richarlison. You probably will get a bit more money.
I'm okay with the Richarlison stuff. I just can't understand for the life of me why Everton looking to rebuild the squad, back Rafa Benitez, sell either Decore or Calvert-Lewin. You sell them over his dead body, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, but then again, at some point, Calvert-Lewin or Decore may look at Everton going, if nice was right, they don't want to do a Coleman, stay too long, and then make them
say that they want to go.
Yeah. Don't do a Harry Kane, imply you want to go, but don't actually go.
Yeah, correct. But look, as I said, we're only discussing that from the point of view of, like, we played them tonight. It's none of our business, but you know me, I'm always intrigued by what's going on at other football clubs and how they think and what way they go about it. Because despite the fact that I'm quite happy for other clubs to suffer, part of me does kind of look and go, not feel sympathy in no way, but I do kind of look and go, what's going on there? What will they do? What do they think? Just have a think about it. But it's one of those where I think do you know the way people say they're on a never ending circle?
Yeah.
They don't even feel like that. They don't feel like they're ever getting around the circle. It just seems to, the record seems to have gone so far and then just sitting there fucking, banging off itself on the same note for the last fucking 20 years.
It's more like a circle of a plug hole. It's slowly going down. I think this year they're fortunate that there is a lot shitter teams than them this year.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, I can't see Norwich getting out of the bottom three. I don't think Newcastle will.
No.
So then there's only one spot to go. And, you know, There's probably a few teams that are in worse position than them at the moment, but you know if they're not careful, they're going to be in a really bad relegation fight. Because I mean, was it no wins in eight?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, if that goes to 9, 10, 11,
it'll
teams
go
below them will invariably pick up some point somewhere, and before you know, you're a point off the drop, and then the air starts to fall out of everyone. You know, sort of way. Then that is when players start to look and go, can I get the fuck out of here? You know, the sort of like, I don't want to be falling down with this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Rafa has experience of relegation battles. Obviously, he took over Newcastle. I mean, they were already down when he took over first time. But, you know, he kept them up for a couple of seasons with, again, on limited budgets. I would argue he probably had a bit more flair. The key for them is, if they get Calvert-Lewin fit, that'll keep them up because he's guaranteed goals for them. And I think that's what they lack. And Richarlison plays better when he's got Calvert-Lewin next to him. Yeah. That's the key. But if Calvert-Lewin, God forbid, for them, gets another setback, I really don't know where they go. But it's not like they're going to go in January and buy anyone, because they can't.
Yeah, it's I just think it's a matter. I really do. Like and I kind of watch on with interest because it's Benitez, you know, and I kind of watch on in amusement when it's other managers. But, you know, it's still Rafa Benitez at the end of the day. Thiago here has retracted the comment to say I'm a Luddite, but he says, but you're still a Luddite. I hope this helps. I haven't a fucking clue what you're going on about. So it might be the cans. I'll look it up. Red Steve wants to know, do I know all my numbers? Is that with regards to the relegation stuff? No. I'm just probably telling you they're 5 points off the drop.
I think it is about that, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around that.
I think Burnley got the game in hand because the Tottenham game got cancelled.
Yeah, I can study at the weekend. For the weekend, if you want. Just on the weekend, I am hoping to get a show out after the Wolves game, which will be about 5 o'clock on Saturday, won't it? But 3 o'clock Saturday. So 5 o'clock Saturday. If you're interested, the best thing to do is email us at lfcdaytrippers@gmail.com. And if between now and then I can send you a link and get it to test and go, yeah, that looks good, we'll try to get you on. The idea is to do a, probably a half an hour, 40 minutes usually, a bit longer because of the derby tonight, but a half an hour, 40 minutes, bring people on, bring people off, and just have a chat with them for a couple of minutes and move things on. If that's something that floats your boat, let us know. 5, 6, 7, 8 earlier, says Red Steve. 9, 10, 11 losses. So I need to stop saying numbers, according to Red Steve. I'll try my best. But 5, 6, 7, 8 is an absolute banger from Steps. Go and listen to it. stick the highlights of the match on in the background. Open a can and you'll be absolutely flying. Chris, thanks for jumping in and joining me, man.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Everyone seems to like the layout. Good stuff. If you're watching, hit the like on your way out. Hit subscribe if you want to. It's completely up to you. Leave all feedback in the comments after the show. And if you listen to the audio download, as I said before, go in to your audio download, hit review, give us a 5-star review, leave a review telling us we're great. And it's all good to go. And do that on the Man on Football show as well, because that really helps. We're going to run a competition, I think, for people that actually bother their arse to do a review on the audio download as well on the Man on Football show. Laura Duffy coming in here with the numbers just before we go. Red Steve will go fucking mad now when he sees all these numbers on the screen. He says, Everton is on 15 points, 18 plays, Burnley is on 10 points, 5 points off. With a game in hand, Norwich is also on 10 points. So there you go, in around 5 points, I said. So, stick that up your hole, Red Steve. I was bang on. What a way to end the show. Don't let the kids listen to this one. But it was recorded at 10:15 at night. That is it. Talk to you in a bit. Over and out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.